Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.
Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Well, the same as I'm doing every day.
Oh, is that right? You're all doped up on Demerol again today?
Actually, not right at the moment. Other stuff, but not Demerol right now.
We want to take some right now at the beginning of the show, and then maybe at the end of...
I'm supposed to take that at 1, actually, which is about a half an hour from now.
Okay.
I take it at certain times, so... But I'm definitely in pain. Kneeling on a pillow now, though.
Oh, that's good. Instead of on the floor.
Yeah. Sucks, though.
No kidding.
Yeah, that's about all that's going on over here.
And you? Are you going to be winterizing your bike today, or...?
I don't know. I was going to have my brother give me a hand, but he's... he got somebody fixing his house today. Doing work in their basement and... I don't know, home renovation stuff or something. So I might do it tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Because it is winter now, as of today, pretty much.
Yeah, oh yeah, well, it's been cold enough that this should have been done already, but I just couldn't do it, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And I don't know that I can now, and if I'm jacked on Demerol, I'm not going to be able to go get gas or anything.
And if you do, make sure you bring a video camera.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's a man on Demerol getting gas.
Siphoning out of neighbors' cars. What's going on with you? Anything?
Work has been pretty interesting, that's for sure. They told us last night, don't come back till Wednesday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
I never heard of that before.
I hear you guys got a little extra time off in January, supposedly.
Yeah, we don't go to work in January at all.
There you go. That's a lot of time off in January.
February 2nd is the day we go back. I was asked to, I was canvassed to go back on the week of the 26th of January to, you know, when they bumped the line, they moved the line back and forth. And
yep.
So I said I'd be available, not that I'd actually get picked to go, but I think by that time I'll be ready to do something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what's going on with work with me. Did you see the link that I sent you from the drop.io site?
Oh, you sent me that?
I sent you that, yeah.
Oh, what? Hey, did that come from your address?
I'm not sure where it may have said that it came from.
I saw it earlier, and I just put it, I hit the thing as junk mail because I didn't know what it was from.
Okay. It was from Adam Curry's drop.io drop, they call them. They call them drops because you basically set up a page and people can just put stuff there either via their phone for a voice message or they can put files up there. They just
upload. Yeah, it sounded familiar, but I couldn't remember it under my circumstances.
So I know there's a lot of people there who are, you know, they're talking about the governments and the money, and I'm thinking that there's maybe one or two people on there who are, you know, considering the one world government theory. So I thought they might have some opinion, so I just thought I'd leave a little note on the daily source code drop. So, possibly we're going to be hearing some of those within this show, correct? If you get some within between now and the time you actually edit the show, you're going to, you might throw some in there.
What's that mean, get some?
Well, through the MyChingo.
Oh, okay, yeah, good.
Basically, that's why I left the link to the contact page and told them that there's a MyChingo widget there. And
oh, good.
And people can leave their message there.
Well, it's good that the show is pre-recorded. If we get some messages, we can put them in, yeah. Mm-hmm. As usual at this time.
But what about some news?
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
O.J. Simpson, sentenced to 33 years, 9 years eligible for parole. What a dunce.
Pretty much. He's a low
How dumb
life.
Can you be?
Well,
I see him walking in the courtroom laughing, smiling, saying hi to everybody. He's whack, man. There's something wrong with him, obviously, now.
Yeah, exactly. I think that whole persona that he put on, that whole I'm laughing, I'm basically untouchable kind of thing, you know, I'm O.J. Simpson and you can't touch me. And he got away with it twice, basically. No, well, not during the civil suit of his wife's murder. He did lose that, but he didn't think much of it. Like, no big deal. I'm not going to be able to pay them that much money anyway, so it don't matter. And basically, he got busted doing a robbery. And supposedly, he said it was stuff that belonged to him in the first place. He was stealing back some stuff that someone stole from him.
Right.
And it was like baseball cards and memorabilia kind of stuff.
Didn't he also kidnap somebody, though, along with it?
Kidnap?
Yeah, this was for that and kidnapping, and I don't know what the kidnapping was.
Well, it might not have been an actual kidnapping and then asking for ransom. He might have actually held somebody against their will, I can imagine.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not 100% sure now if the kidnapping was regarding the goods for some reason. I don't know. It was weird. I can't remember what it was now, but I just I hear a little bit here and there, and I'm pick up whatever.
Well, yeah, you're all doped up. You don't know what's going on. No, I'm just kidding.
So, yeah, that's one thing in the news. What do you got in the news?
Powerful 6.2 magnitude quake rocks East Timor. The U.S. Geological Survey says a powerful earthquake has struck off East Timor's coast, but there have been no reports of injuries or damages. So,
another thing, you know, something nice. Okay, yeah.
I was just going to say, so hopefully nobody was hurt in that earthquake.
More and more of that happening in the world today.
Yeah, I guess there was a little earthquake also in Southern California yesterday, which it's not even in the headlines today. I assume nothing really much happened. There's lots of earthquakes in California. But supposedly there was a pretty good shaker just outside of San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Down in the southern part of California.
I was going to say something about I saw something on TV early this morning, some infomercial thing, and it was from some company thing called Your Baby Can, and it's Your Baby Can Read. Did you ever see that?
Sorry, I haven't seen that, no.
And it's some system whereby they teach little kids to read, babies. And I couldn't believe it. There's little babies, like a few months old, that are reading out of books and everything.
Come on.
It was hilarious. Yeah, like under one, reading out of books, reading words, or some that really couldn't talk well would know stuff. Like, you know, they'd say, show them the word. What is this? And they'd point to their foot. What is this? Point to their ears. What is this? Like, raise your arms up, you know? And they know everything.
They can't actually...
Yeah, but some of them read. Like, yeah, they show them the word on a cue card, and the baby goes foot, and they're babies.
On.
I couldn't believe it. It was like it was weird to even see, but boy, was it cool.
Well, like normally they can't even talk.
That's right.
Let alone actually see something and then say what the word is that they're seeing.
Yeah, a lot of them were talking, and the ones that weren't knew what the words were anyway.
Wow, okay. I'm just checking it out on the internet right now.
Yeah, it's pretty. It was pretty weird to see, especially in my condition.
Yeah, I'm just
early in the morning watching babies talking that shouldn't even be able to do anything.
Right.
I was like, whoa.
You can't hear this YouTube video that I'm playing right now, right?
No, I don't hear it.
Cool.
I don't know. I want to mention that. It's if anybody, you got a newborn or you're going to have a baby. Check out that Your Baby Can Read, because your baby will read before it's 1 year old. There's a baby in, like, first grade. They're reading in, like, I don't know, third grade reading, like, years behind their level.
I want to say that I was reading before I went to school.
I don't know if I was or not.
I think I was. Because, like, I was thinking I was reading, like, those Dr. Seuss books. And
I know I had all that stuff. I must have had that before school.
Yeah, exactly.
And the golden books, remember those?
Yes, exactly. Golden books and Babar the elephant. And
oh, yeah. We'll have to have a baby show sometime.
A baby show?
Yeah, babies. A lot of things about babies are cool.
Well, then why don't you have one?
Baby show? We
no,
will.
No, a baby.
You're breaking up.
Are you eating something or?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can hear that a little bit?
I can hear it. I don't know if the recording on the H4 is picking it up, but.
Yeah, I don't know. But if they do, it's one of those like a Zertz mint thing, breath savers.
Oh, thanks. I hope you don't mind my coffee breath.
I'm like warm and nauseated and headache and in pain. So this kind of tries, sometimes when you're eating something, tries to help you not think about it.
Well, hopefully recording a show will help you not think about it. Big JD snap out of it. We're recording a show.
Boing, boing, boing. He's out of it.
Totally.
And the show this week is on what?
Oh, it's one of my favorite subjects.
Mm-hmm.
One world government.
Wow. The concept of a political body that would make, interpret, and enforce international law.
You met. Well, it wouldn't be international law. It would just be one law. There wouldn't be international. Assumes that there's more than one nation. Whereas one world government, it's just we're all part of one nation.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff. And the funny thing is, when I get home from work and I want to do a little research last night, so I go on YouTube and I start watching 9/11 videos.
Yep.
And I gotta realize I can't do that before I go to bed.
Why?
All night I'm dreaming about 9/11. So last night I dreamt that I figured out a way to go back in time with cameras of today. Like slow-mo cameras. I'm saying, okay. And I recruited two other people that I don't even know who they were. I think one was a guy and one was a girl. It was like a couple or something. And I took them back with me. And I said, mm-hmm. you stake out here at the Pentagon, and I'm going to stake out here at the World Trade Center. And I want this one guy to be staked out where the plane supposedly crashed in Pennsylvania. And we're going to sit there with that with our cameras because we know what's coming kind of thing. And we're going to get these special shots, and then we're going to take these cameras back to our to the time we belong in, and we're going to show everybody that the whole thing was a scam.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy James.
Pretty good.
Oh boy,
I wish I could remember some of my dreams because mine are right out of control.
Well, it's because you're taking GHBDCBGD stuff. No, you probably
usually are anyway, but
you're probably not taking that now though.
I not every day, but I have been. Yeah, probably every other day.
Oh, you're still taking that stuff?
Are you talking about DHEA?
Yes.
Yeah,
he says
it's incredible.
is there,
you gotta try that.
Is there any healing properties? That probably there's probably some regeneration
stuff. Supposedly some maybe immune and but more of a well-being overall fountain of youth, they call it.
Well, that's why
that's why I never grow up.
That's why, because he's a DBEH kid.
I'm a DHEA kid.
DHEA.
I don't want to grow up.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay, so
back to the one world government.
So the reason I was looking at the 9/11 stuff was because I believe that was probably that's one of the pivotal moments that I believe is leading us towards this one world government type of setup. It's amazing how that event, what people think of it even now, like the way that people look back on that event. I was listening to a podcast last night, and it was with Leo Laporte. Everyone knows Leo Laporte. And he's honestly, the way he made it sound, like the reason those two buildings fell down is because two planes crashed into them. And he was flabbergasted that Adam Curry thought that that's not what happened at all. There was something else behind that. He's like, oh, that Adam Curry, he's a wacko because he doesn't believe that the reason that those two planes or the two buildings fell down is because these terrorists flew two planes into them. Which, that kind of surprised me. I thought he was more of a...
Doesn't surprise me.
No way.
No, because he's, I don't know. I think he's got too good a thing going. He was, doesn't want to rock his boat. I think he thinks otherwise, but he'll never tell you.
Well, he'll be the first to admit that he lives within a kind of a bubble, technology, a bleeding edge type of bubble.
He's also a big media guru.
Oh, you think so?
Well, I think so, yeah.
How so?
I think he's big in the with all the shows and all the, he's pretty well known and, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying, yes.
All the stuff he does, and that's the boat that he doesn't want to rock, I don't think.
Oh, so you think he's part of it as well?
Part of it?
Part of it. 'Cause
No, I don't think he's part of anything.
Okay.
I just think he's, I just think that his opinion is sort of guided, I think, a little bit by what he does. He's, I don't know how to explain. He's like, he's, you know, pretty well known and probably well respected within whatever kind of media, whether it's, you know, mainstream or, you know, the online stuff and everything. But if he was to be, you know, slide out to the other wing, I don't think that, I think he'd be looked at a little bit differently. I think if you ask news anchors, like those kind of people on, and the news, in the media and stuff on, while they're in the public eye, I think they would disagree that it had anything to do with the government or anything like that. But I think that they would have other opinions behind the scenes. You know what I mean?
Okay, sure. But anyway, this show is not about Leo Laporte or even, well, but the media does have a big part to play. Would you not agree?
Exactly. Yeah.
Because basically, if we're going to go along with the fact that there are forces out there that are trying to bring this world under one rule, as it were, the media has to be involved. We have to control the media to further our agenda. So he would be part of that, I suppose.
And the media would be the ones, though, that don't portray these things as happening unless the government wanted them to.
Exactly.
So you don't see, you know, you might see somebody on the news say that, you know, there are conspiracy theories and there's these things like those 9/11 movies out there and stuff that, you know, go against the grain, but you won't see them say that, you know, like into any detail that they think that, you know, it was a government-related thing. It won't happen.
Right.
Until the government wants them to bring anything out in the open, and then they will. The media is all persuaded by those powers that be.
Exactly. So we've, as the free world kind of gathers around one cause, that being terrorism right now. Meanwhile, it's kind of crazy to even think that we could do anything about terrorism, because terrorism, you know, by invading a country to stop any force you want to happen against them, that is an act of terrorism unto itself, isn't it?
Sure.
So, you know, it's a matter of who's right and who's wrong, or who thinks who's right and who's wrong, kind of thing. But
yeah, who's got the power?
Exactly. Who has the power? So, as a world entity, it was like the good guys against the bad guys. That the terrorists were considered, you know, they were considered to be the bad guys, and the United States was leading this coalition of nations to fight terrorism. So here we are already. We started a coalition of nations. You know, all the, there is the French and the English and the Germans and all the other little European countries that were also in there, including the Canadians. You know, we committed some of our troops as well to fight terrorism. That's what we're doing in Afghanistan, supposedly, right now, is to fight terrorist factions, which right now we were told to believe that the Taliban are helping the terrorists out. Now, what do you think about the Taliban? Do you think they're actually out there to further terrorism and to maybe one day take over the United States?
I don't know. I think they're just on the run now. But I mean,
well, if they were to have their own way, which they did after the Russians left,
yeah, I think they absolutely would. Many of the Middle Eastern countries, I'm sure, any of them, that if they were stronger, they would do more damage. And I think that they, the way that they look upon North America, yeah, I think they would. I think they're, they would always be a threat, I think.
So you think that if they had the power and the money that, you know, one day they would...
Absolutely.
Come over here and do what? What do you think they would do?
Try to take it over. They would try to put together a one world union that they headed. yeah, they don't like it. They don't like this world over here.
Because of what? Because it's not Islamic?
No, maybe part of it has to do with religion, but I think that for the most part, it's the fact that the way, I guess, that... I don't know. I think it's a few things. I think it's the way that they're treated, I guess, by us. By, you know, I mean, not us personally, I mean, but...
capitalistic countries.
You know, sure. Especially, I guess I'd have to say the U.S. And I think another part of it is... would you say a jealousy or something? The way that Western civilization is and lives, and I don't think they want. I mean, they can't really live that way.
And you think?
And so
think
I think
they want
it
to?
Tends to anger them.
You think they want to?
Pardon me.
You think they want to live that way?
We have pretty good way of life over here, and you know, quite a. I would say, to a pretty good extent, a free society and free-willed and that kind of thing. A lot of things that they don't have. And I think, yeah, that's... I think in a lot of cases, those countries look at that with some jealousy and dislike Western civilization because of it.
Hmm.
They don't have the money, and they don't have the jobs, and they don't have the freedom, and they don't have, you know,
well,
all these different things.
Well, I tend to disagree. I think the Taliban, they were basically the ruling faction of Afghanistan, and their belief is, you know, they have specific beliefs, and it has nothing to do with, when you say we have it good, like, it has nothing to do with bodily comfort.
Well, I think I'm just talking about overall Middle Eastern countries and way of life.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, they think that we have it too easy, or that you know, they don't have it as good as us, so maybe they look at that in a bad way, or they would like what we have and can't. And I think that turns a lot of Middle Eastern countries kind of against the West. But yeah, a lot of it I think has to do with like what you're actually talking about.
So do you think the people in Iran,
especially the smaller groups,
okay,
what's that,
people in Iran, do you think they would rather be more like the United States? Because Iran basically is a very rich country. They have lots of oil, and the people there live very comfortably. You know, they get free college, and you know, they live in nice homes. Basically the same as us, but it's their media is totally controlled, and their religion has a big part to play in the way that they are governed.
Yeah, I think that a couple things. Do I think that they would want to do some against the Western civilization or United States? Yeah, I think they
like
would.
Like what? What do you think?
No matter what, for whatever reasons.
What do you think?
Terrorism or whatever.
You think the people in Iran would like to terrorize the United States if they had the opportunity?
I would think so, yeah.
Hmm.
I think most of many of those countries wouldn't do. And I think there's some of them are allies, but I think you'd see some of them turn against as well if they were... A lot of them don't like what... You know, the United States stands for and does freedom, and go to other countries to enforce whatever that freedom is. You know, I think there's a lot of reasons why this part of the world's not like, maybe not so much Canada, but by Western, I mean, I guess United States, they're the ones that are the big players, really, not us.
Right.
So much. But yeah, then there's a lot of little things. I mean, yeah. But I think when it comes down to it, I think a lot of people from those countries would just, you know, when they see and know of the American dream, whatever that is, what you know, whatever you perceive as the, a good thing out of the American dream. And I don't think that the governments over there would want their people seeing it, knowing it, and having the freedom that we have over here. You know what I mean?
So
the things that we think are, you know, just better than the way of life that, that how they live.
Because basically that's the only thing there is the freedom that, that is different in, let's say, Iran. Because I, it's a pretty good country to live in, other than, you know, there's a specific amount of rules there that are, for the most part, set up by the people who run the religious...
right.
The deal, the Ayatollahs. He's the figurehead of the country, basically, because otherwise it's a pretty good place to live. You know, you have everything you need. All, you know, there's no starvation, you know, and they have all the modern amenities that we have, and they just don't have the same freedoms as we have. So I don't understand. I don't understand how those governments would come over here and just basically deprive us of these freedoms. That's all they would be doing. I don't know.
Yeah, but I think it's not only so much that maybe we have the freedoms, but the fact that I guess like something like the United States goes to and try to enforce their freedoms, you know, or that they people from maybe the East would think that the West are, they're smug about what they have and the way they live, you know, and I think they don't like that. And I think with them being on the side, you know, kind of other Middle Eastern countries, you know, and how they would feel, they are the same way, I think. There's a big difference between the Middle Eastern countries and the West. So.
Right.
And it's some type of hostility.
So basically, then that would prevent this hostility that's between these two countries. That would prevent a one world government.
I think those countries would absolutely not want to be a part of a one world government.
So if
if they did, I think there's... As much as things are supposed to, you know, they would think it would be good from a one-world government, there'll still be that, you know, those countries and probably Russia that are, you know, Russia would be the ones to have some type of hold on those countries because there's, I think, sometimes a better relation, even though that they've had wars too, but...
Right.
I don't know. There'd always be something, type of rivalry between... I don't know. I can't fathom a one world government, honestly.
Hmm.
Except to the point that the superpowers, or the key players, do enforce some type of one world government laws. Would I think overall would be a good thing. But then I think that's
the big JD.
The only way I
said that's the big JD.
The only way that I can see it happening is those type of rules enforced by those big key players, but there'd still be some type of separatism between a lot of countries, you know? Maybe they would even... I don't know what they would do with the Middle East.
Hmm. Well,
like, everybody will be against that. They'll still have all these... You know, like, they still in Iraq have these little groups of resistance. There'd be that forever. Even worse, probably more.
Well, I think
groups wanting to resist it.
Yeah, okay, that's. I'm glad you mentioned that. There's always going to be some at the populace level, at the people level. There's always going to be some kind of resistance, and
sure,
that's why the theory behind a one world government is that the actual governments, like, you know, the president of the United States, the queen, the president of France, or the prime minister of Russia. Those people are not really the people who are in control. They are just figureheads that are put into place there that are actually controlled by somebody else, a higher level of power. And they're known as the Illuminati in the conspiracy theory and the one world government theories. They're the people who are really in control. And who are these people? They're usually the banks, that are the people with all the money, because the people who have the money are typically the people who run the show. And in any little ecosystem you have, whether it be in your town or in your province or whatever, people with the money are the people who get the stuff done. And they'll have their way, whatever way that is. You know, they'll control mm-hmm. who gets into office. You know, it took Obama almost $1 billion to get elected. $1 billion to get elected as a president. So where did all that money come from? I wonder. It's with someone who wants him to get in, it wanted him to be elected because mm-hmm. they can, he's someone that they can control, you know. And he was the guy who's all about change and everything. Meanwhile, in the last couple of weeks, he's just picked his, you notice he picked his cabinet. And,
right.
and the guy who's in control of the defense, the, no, it's not the, what do they call him? Secretary of Defense? No, the guy who took over Rumsfeld place there. He's the same guy. You're picking the same dude. That's the guy who's going to be Obama's, what do they call him? The guy who's in charge of the Department of Defense. Anyway, same guy. Gates is his name. What kind of change is, what kind of change is that? That's no change. That's the same guy.
I'm sure he's swayed to who he's
exactly
takes.
And who's who yeah. says it? It's the people who paid, the people with the dough. So
yeah,
that basically that's who's going to be coming together, is the people with the money are going to be telling all these countries and factions, let's, we're all going to hook up eventually, and we're all going to be under one power, all one thing, so we can, well, maybe, you know, it may be a better thing for humankind for all of us to live under one umbrella or whatever it is. I mean, if we think of it in a, as a theory in our brain, if we all lived under one, you know, all under one rule, that may be a better thing. Would you,
yeah, in theory, it's, it sounds
what,
okay.
What do you think? Yeah, tell me what you think about us all having one government.
Well, in theory, it's okay, and it's going to end up being something to the effect that the superpowers of the world jointly enforce, you know, rules, especially major key rules in, you know, the survival of our world and wars and so forth. But I think a lot of things are going to be the same. And I mean, the way that people live in third world countries is going to be the same, and the resistance, I think, is still going to be the same, if not worse, from small bodies.
Right.
And I don't know. It's a good thing in theory, and it may be a good thing in the end, but then again, we never maybe really know the reasons why this is being put into existence.
No, I guess not. I'm sure there's a lot of...
you know, there could be other agenda on somebody's part or all their parts. I don't know.
Yes. A big stipulation for there to be a one world government is the people basically have to be dumbed down. Do you agree with that? And
sure.
Do you think that as a whole, since within the last 100 years, the population of North America has been dumbed down?
Yeah, I think for the most part, the population is dumbed down. I think you see more and more people becoming aware of things, especially when, you know, because of our freedoms, you see more and more, and I guess because of the internet, you see more and more things that could possibly be corrupt and things, and you know, it's brought more out into the open, sort of, or more readily available information for people. But I think for the most part, people are dumbed down and just go along with whatever happens.
Exactly. Give me more Britney Spears. Give me more Amy Winehouse and some controversy with Lindsay Lohan. Basically, that's what they're told to pay attention to. Hey, pay attention to what's going on over here with this person over here. Never mind what's going on behind the curtain over there. Basically.
Exactly.
they're basically diverting your attention away from what's really happening. Which is that's the only thing that I can explain away with what happened on 9/11. You know, there's hello people, something happened right in front of your face, but meanwhile 7 years later we're totally,
as free as we are, we're always manipulated.
Exactly.
And you may have a handful of people here and there that aren't manipulated, or like in the Middle Eastern countries that are resist certain things, and you know, to what extent people will do that don't want to conform. But you know, over here, I think most people just go along with it. If they don't, then they just choose not to believe it or not to do what, you know, there's nothing happens further than that. Usually, I mean, there's, you know, there's no resistance to the point of, you know, any kind of wars in our own countries. You know what I mean?
Right. They don't want to rock the boat too much, because then that will threaten their cushy lifestyle, basically.
Sure.
And for the most part, in the last 100 years, North American lifestyle has, you know, has gotten better and better and better. And a lot of people cannot see themselves going in the opposite direction. But I think we're going to be in for an awakening, I think, in the next few years as far as, you know, employment and a lot of other stuff. And as far as money-based issues go, I think we're headed for a downturn. What do you think as far as that goes?
Absolutely.
And I think it's going to be...
Headed for a downturn.
I think it's going to be a good thing. I think it will wake a lot of people up and divert people's attention to what's really important to them and to, you know, the country as a whole, and to see what kind of wizard is behind the curtain, for real.
I think everybody's anticipating what this is, what's going to come of all this and everything, but I think that we're always persuaded enough not to do anything about it, most people. I found this thing is pretty interesting on... American Movement Forward, American Movement for World Government .org. They have this Essentials of a World Government list, and I just want to run these things by you and see what you think. Essentials of a World Government: 1, a Constitution with a Bill of Rights. So there'd be another Constitution. I don't know how many people would want to accept that. I mean, where does that leave the American Constitution?
Well, the American Constitution,
I say more about... I guess a lot of it's going to be talking about Americans because they're very patriotic and you know, they're the ones that seem to have all these more of the well-known things going on within their countries, like the Constitution. What would you say here? What would we have here if somebody wants to plead the Fifth? What do you plead? We got nothing.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
But the Constitution of the United States is basically a sham. It's being totally disassembled. Like, there's so much stuff in there that it has been totally...
People aren't going to like that.
Has been totally disregarded already.
A popularly elected legislature to enact world laws.
Mm-hmm.
A world court to interpret these laws with compulsory jurisdiction over world disputes.
Sounds good.
4, is a civilian executive branch with the power to enforce world laws directly upon individuals.
Yeah.
A civilian executive branch. So I guess that's something like a police type thing?
Yeah, like deputies.
Yeah. I'll sign up.
There's something like that going on with the European Union right now. They're trying to... They tried to pass a constitution, basically, for the EU, the European Union. And mm-hmm. It was only the Irish that basically voted it down. And the stipulation was that they had to... it had to be unanimous before it actually passed. So good on the Irish people, that's for sure. Because there's stipulations in that constitution, which they didn't even call a constitution. They called it the Lisbon Treaty. And there's stuff in there like if you're an alcoholic, or you're a drug abuser, or you're a vagrant, the police have the right to shoot you. You know, if they catch you doing something that they don't think you should be doing, if you're running away from them and they know you're one of these people, they can shoot you and it's fine. Just get rid of these.
Awesome.
Get rid of these kind of people. You know, they're like a scourge on our planet. Get rid of them. So that stuff is written right into the Lisbon Treaty. It's crazy. Which that whole Lisbon Treaty kind of thing is one step closer to like a one world government kind of thing. You know, they're uniting all these countries within one, whatever you want to call that, under one umbrella. Anyway, continue with your list.
This is number 5 out of 10, and we'll break for Sunday Morning Music Mayhem. Number 5 is a system of checks and balances to prevent the abuse of power by any branch of the world government. So, checks and balances to prevent abuse of power.
Well, that's already happened in the United States.
By any...
Crazily.
By any branch. Yeah. So, anyway, we'll come back to the others after Sunday Morning Music Mayhem.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
Okay, this wonderful Sunday morning, you're going to hear Louis Armstrong's What a Wonderful World.
Oh, jeez.
I see trees of green, see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And there you go, Louis Armstrong. What a wonderful world.
That's a good
choice. Make you think of a better time.
Yes, that's for sure. That was a good choice. It is a wonderful world that, you know, that we live in right now, but and we all know the potential that we have as far as being human and living on this earth and having good things happen to us, but it's not going to be that way for much longer, I don't think.
Yeah, for the most part it's good, but I mean, there's just things going on in the world today that are going to bring about large changes. Things can't stay the way they are forever. Anyway,
no, exactly.
So back to the essentials of a world government. Number 6, the control of all weapons of mass destruction by the world government, with the disarmament of all nations under careful inspection down to the level required for internal policing. So I guess it's a policing.
Yeah.
Chalk it up to the drugs. Number 7, carefully defined and limited power of taxation to support those functions necessary to world peace and the solution of problems affecting, to a vital degree, the welfare of all mankind. Okay, so defined and limited power of taxation.
Hmm. World peace, that's a good one.
Yeah, just it's all about like setting up just another country, you know. Number 8, reasonable provision for amendments to the Constitution. So amendments to, I guess, the new constitution that they would make, I suppose.
Right.
Amending.
Sure.
Part number 9, participation in the world federal government, to be open at all times to all nations without right of succession.
Yeah. Got to have that.
And number 10, all power to expressly delegate, all power not expressly delegated to the world government, to be reserved to the nations and their people.
Oh, so there would still be nations under that list.
Yeah, it's why they always seem to have something in there that there's still, you know, an international or separate nations. Still, there's, you know, there's still going to be other religions and other people, and, you know, things are not going to be as, you know, when people think of one world government, I don't think it's what a lot of people vision.
Envision.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Envision. And I think that it's going to be a lot very similar to the way things are now, except it's going to be a world group of people making decisions for everybody, for the world.
Exactly.
So, something like what the United States does, but everybody's going to do it now. And the United States won't have full say because of the other countries. And then I wonder how it's going to work when they disagree on things, like, you know, that somehow they have to come to an agreement on all the decisions that are made. And, you know, is the U.S. always going to agree with Russia and Russia with them, us and us with the China or, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
So it's
I think there's going to have to be, for this to work out, there's going to have to be a pretty long period where there's going to be regional governments. Like there's going to be the North American government. There's going to be the...
Yeah, that's the next step.
The Asian government. Then there's going to be the European government and so forth. You know, so there's going to be like four or five really big regional type governments that will work stuff out within their own
right
region. And then...
And then together for the world.
And then, yeah, maybe those four or five regions can work it out so that they can all get together.
And we'll move on now to Tech Talk. Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
What have you got for us?
I'm supposed to have something for Tech Talk.
No, you weren't really.
Okay.
I had mentioned, then I mentioned in an email that we could discuss GPS.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yes.
Do you know what GPS stands for?
Global Positioning System.
There you go. And
you just recently purchased a unit yourself, right?
Yeah, Lana actually got a Garmin 760 GPS unit. It's a Nuvi 760. Very cool, man. It's really awesome. It's an MP3 player. You can put JPEG pictures on and, of course, the GPS. And it's pretty incredible, all the different things that it can do.
Okay, sorry.
And what's kind of neat... That's great. What's kind of neat about these portable GPS units, too, is that, I mean, the ones that are built into your stereo system in the car, actually, like I have, is... you know, you don't have use of that outside the vehicle. With hers, at least, if she was walking somewhere or, you know, going a trip somewhere, I mean, you can take the GPS and it's, you know, good anywhere.
Well, yeah, you can put the 760 in.
You can use it anyplace.
You can put it in automobile mode.
Somebody else's?
Bicycle mode, yeah. Or pedestrian mode.
Exactly.
Which is awesome. Because I took your advice, yeah. And I went to Costco and scooped one up for my wife. Scooped one up for my wife. Scooped one up for my wife. Scooped one up for my wife.
Okay. I see. Gift.
Yes. So, I'm all over it. I did a lot of research before I was going to scoop one up. And when you said that you had purchased that one, I'm like, oh, that's the one to get for sure. That's it.
Yeah, we had done some research and that looked like a good one. And it just so happened that, and I mean, we were at Best Buy and it was like $329 at Costco, I believe it was. Yeah. And it was like $495 at Best Buy.
Yeah, even online, it's like in the fives.
Yeah.
So.
And the best deal, even to get it in the U.S. to go over there and get it, you may save $20 or something like that. But I mean, the hassle that you'd have to go through and try and find it on sale or on Black Friday or something, it wasn't even worth it. So yeah, the unit is it's a great unit. I mean, depending on what your needs are, I mean, you can get them that don't speak and maybe that don't have a 3D view. I don't know, but you know, this has got it all and a lot of extra things too. And they're loaded with, points of interest. You can search or, go through lists of different points of interest in any area.
Which is pretty common for GPS. If you punch in sushi, yeah. You're going to get all the sushi restaurants within your, around your locale.
Yeah. Just trying to think offhand what else is all on there, but it connects to the stereo system
via a FM transmitter.
Via an FM transmitter that's just built in to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can have this stuff come through FM, but it's also got a headphone out jack and a speaker on it.
That's right.
And so I said to her when we had first hooked it up, I said, you know, you're going through the FM transmitter and you know how the FM transmitters sound when you're playing music. Because you can listen to your music on this, and then the sound will fade away so that it talks to you and tells you where to turn and stuff.
Right.
Then the music comes back up.
Yep.
Well, you know how sounds, how music is on FM transmitters. It kind of breaks up and stuff.
It's not all that good.
And I said, well, you know, obviously this thing has to output something to the headphones. So let's plug in to your auxiliary jack. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
From the headphone auxiliary, and it's perfect. So that's what you can do. So, you know, for years, you plug male to male.
Yep.
From the headphone jack to the auxiliary jack, and then it'll be crystal clear and clean.
Right. Kim's doesn't have a auxiliary in jack.
Yeah, without that, then you'd have to go with the FM transmitter.
Yep. That's if you were to use the, if you use the FM transmitter for like music or whatever.
Or to have it play over your stereo, or to use the Bluetooth with your phone.
With your phone, yes.
Because she also uses the phone, and you can dial from the unit, and you can, you know, just freely talk through your stereo too.
Right, and if you're
like the whole, you know,
if your phone supports voice dialing, you can voice dial through the Garmin 760.
It's pretty neat. So even with that, at least if you do have a hookup for auxiliary, it's a lot clearer and cleaner. You know what I mean? But still, to have the FM, and then it also comes with it's a charger that plugs into your lighter thing. You know?
Yes.
Your outlet, but it's not only the charger. It's for that. It's an FM gadget for your for the what do you call it? Traffic updates.
Oh, right.
In an area. So that thing actually plugs in and hooks up like that, and it's a receiver for that, but it also will charge the unit too while it's on your dash or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty neat. The only thing that it doesn't come with is any kind of a carrying case. So I had got her, I went to, where did I get it? I guess I'm going to say it was Best Buy that I got that. It was the actual Garmin leather pouch thing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They make a couple different ones for it. One's with a flap that opens, and, you know, it's got an open face, kind of like a thing that you might use for your iPhone or iPod Touch or whatever.
Yeah.
But the one I got is just more of a sleeve. It just slides in and to protect it, you know, when she throws in her purse or something.
Oh, okay.
And it was, I think, $20 or something like that.
Because I'm looking at one right now. It's at Future Shop. It's $49.99. It's made for the Garmin Nuvi series.
That's the one that opens up.
That's the one that has like something like what you had. You had a little flap on the front that covers the front, and then it velcros.
And then there's another, the one that I got for her. That one's kind of a big case. Like it seems like it's bigger, you know. But the other one's a sleeve. Like, remember you used to get free with the iPods before?
Yeah.
Like a sleeve kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's like that, but not only one side is open. Like the end is open.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a leather thing, and it says Garmin on it. It's like $20, and I think it's a pretty good one just to protect it.
I'll have to look into that.
Yeah. So anyway, GPS unit is it's a pretty awesome thing to have, and you know, especially when I think, like, you know, I think, well, where are you going to go where you need the GPS? You know what I mean? Because we know where we're going, all, you know, kind of thing. But it's pretty helpful for some things, especially, you know, you might be going to a new store somewhere, or if you are traveling, especially, and, you know, those kinds of things. And these even if you do off-roading, of course, it's pretty good. And it can map out for you your route if you're off-road, you know? And that way you can follow it back.
That's nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So you could use it on a boat as well? Like, if you...
Yeah, you could, because I guess it wouldn't be streetwise, but it would be navigation, longitude, latitude, and...
Yeah, well,
it would map out something.
Right. I mean, if you zoomed out far enough, you'd be able to tell, you know, you can draw a straight line from where you are at to the point on shore that you want to go to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like that, too, I guess you'd, yeah. It's a pretty neat unit. She's really digging it. She loves it.
And I'm sure my wife will love hers when she gets it on Christmas morning.
And I have one now available to me in my new vehicle, and I haven't really had a chance to check it out or anything, but
I haven't even seen your new vehicle yet. How many kilometers you got on it? Like 20 or 25?
Oh yeah, not many. I don't know what I put on it, honestly. Like total that's on it is maybe a couple hundred.
That's too funny. I mean, it's not but funny. It's too bad for you, but
yeah, it's got the oh geez, what's the name of the stereos they put in there now? Crap, I can't remember the name. It's a the stock one anyway. It's a satellite radio GPS. It's got a built-in hard drive. So what I did is I did bring down my hard drive one day and plugged it into it and dumped about 15 gigs of music on it.
Nice. And that's USB, right?
So, yeah, yeah. It plugs in USB, a drive, and then you dump all the music on it. So the USB drive, it'll charge something if you need to, I guess, but it's also just to put stuff on it, you know?
So in theory, you could also plug your iPod in it and take some tunes on the iPod, not necessarily in the iPod, but like just as the hard drive, basically.
Yes, absolutely. You should be able to with the iPod, because I think the iPods are probably not Mac formatted, as long as it's DOS formatted.
Oh, okay.
So I had to reformat my hard drive that I use, because they're all Mac formatted, but our iPods now are probably fat. I don't think they're Mac at all, because they're universal.
Okay. I think my iPod is Mac formatted, though.
Nope.
You don't think mine is? No?
No, shouldn't be. If you plug it into a PC.
Yeah. I can't see it.
No, actually, I don't think you can see them anyway. Can you, really?
I mean, the iTunes doesn't see it.
At all, period?
Right.
Doesn't even come up and say that this is an iPod from another...
No, I think it tells me that it's Macintosh formatted. I may have done it when I first got it. That's what I'm thinking.
I didn't think that you could do that. But that's something to check out, actually.
Sure. You might mention on that.
You have to listen to the Easy Mac podcast for that.
The what?
The Easy Mac podcast.
What's that?
All Things Mac.
Oh.
They teach you, they have tech talk on there as well. And you can find that at easymacpodcast.com.
I'll have to check it out.
How about JabberQuote?
JabberQuote. Do you have something over there?
Yeah, who are these brought to us by?
Steve and Larry. Fine purveyors of AK-47, so you too can fight the one world government.
Margaret Mead stated, "Never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has."
That's it. That's perfect. Exactly. What'd you call it? One small faction? Is that what you called it?
"And never doubt that a small group of thoughtful, committed citizens can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has."
That's absolutely right. That's what it takes.
She's basically saying that's what it is. The small group of thoughtful citizens. It can be a small group to make big changes.
Then they just have to get some people behind them to further...
If we all pull together as a team.
That's Pink Floyd.
Yep. So there you have this week's quote. And of course, you may be listening to this live Sunday morning, but we also podcast the shows. You can go to www.thejabbercast.com and check out the website there. You can leave us a message on the My Chingo widget, or contact us by emailing hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. And just as easy, if not easier, you can go to the iTunes store and search Big JD or The Jabbercast for the show and all the shows that probably I host and Lippo host as well.
Mm-hmm. Next week on the Jabbercast, we're going to be talking about the dictionary. They really are incredible and can even be fun to explore. A plethora of information right at your fingertips, like the Atlas or, believe it or not, your local phone book. There is so much more than you might realize in there. In the dictionary. We're talking about the dictionary next week.
That's going to be cool. Big books. So, you know, I was thinking of changing the name of that show to Odd Reading or Big or Special Books or something like that. You know, things that you wouldn't normally... you know, just take to sit down to read for no reason. Like a dictionary you usually get to find out a word, or Atlas to check out a place or something. But there's a lot of other cool reference stuff in these big books and even the sure. phone book that, mm-hmm. You know, makes some pretty good reading.
Okay. Well, why don't you change that topic?
I'll do that.
Okay.
So there you have this week's show anyway on One World Government. So I guess everybody, we leave you all to think about One World Government, what you will. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast, talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback encouraged. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.